Murdoch's empire gets bigger.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Rupert Murdoch and Dow Jones made it official this morning. Murdoch's News Corp will buy Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal for $5.6 billion. Murdoch adds the Journal to his media portfolio of Fox News, MySpace, HarperCollins, The Times of London. But it didn't come easy, especially for the Bancroft family. They were deeply divided over giving up a newspaper that's been in the family for generations. And this deal has prompted reaction around the world. Stephen Beard has more from London.
Murdoch pulled off this coup with a last-minute maneuver. He won support of enough members of the Bancroft family, which controls Dow Jones. He apparently offered to pick up the tab for their legal fees, some $30 million. That reportedly swung some key members of the family into the Murdoch camp. The Bancrofts have been deeply divided over the deal. Some fear the tycoon could interfere with the Journal's editorial independence. But that fear is unfounded, claims Adrian Monk, a former Murdoch employee, now a professor of journalism at the City University in London.
He appreciates what is important about business news, and what's important about business news is its trust and reliability, and those factors mean that independence is valuable, so he understands that.
Nevertheless, one member of the Bancroft family, Leslie Hill, resigned from the Dow board in protest yesterday. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Things are looking up for the domestic automakers, or are they? GM and Ford both turned in welcome second quarter profits, but today we get the sales numbers for July, and those don't look so good. Edmunds.com predicts double-digit declines for both Ford and GM. That's despite a truckload of incentives they've been offering. The stock markets don't have much to celebrate either. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 146 points to 13,211. The Nasdaq slid 37 points to 2546. The S&P 500 was down 18 to 1455. The losses were even bigger in Asia today. Overall, the Asian markets fell more than 4%. European shares are down more than 2% so far. And don't look now, but oil prices are setting records again. Crude is trading at $78 a barrel this morning, just pennies from the record set yesterday. Traders are worried about supply. And the U.S. has something else to worry about, the fuel efficiency of its cars. Lisa Napoli has more.
While Congress is working to figure out how to increase American fuel efficiency for the first time in over 20 years, the International Council on Clean Transportation crunched the numbers from eight countries and found...
At the bottom of the heap is unfortunately the United States.
Study co-author Drew Kojak says Europe and Japan already have high mile per gallon rules, and they're going to get even better.
Out to 2012, Europe is projected to have a 49 mpg passenger fleet. And Japan, a 47 out in 2015.
Even China does better than the American 27.5 miles a gallon.
So certainly a very big difference between the leaders and the laggards.
The technology to make more fuel-efficient cars has been around for years. Meanwhile, oil imports have doubled since the 80s. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
The next time you call customer service, maybe you won't hear an Indian voice on the other end. Maybe it'll be someone from Kenya. Kenya is hoping to land some of the call center business. East Africa is laying the first fiber optic cable the middle of next year. And the Kenyans plan to court U.S. companies by offering cheaper labor and, quite seriously, easier to understand accents.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
It could happen tonight here in Los Angeles. Barry Bonds could break the all-time home run record. He's just one home run from behind Hank Aaron, and the Dodgers are hosting Bonds and the Giants tonight. Can you imagine being in the stands and catching the ball that makes history? Oh, the money that baseball will be worth. Oh, the taxes you'll have to pay on it. Commentator and attorney Conrad Titel says a fortune that lands in your glove will catch the attention of the tax man.
Guess what? The law taxes all income from whatever source derived, unless specifically excluded. For example, when it's considered a non-taxable gift. So, cash found inside a used piano that one taxpayer bought was judged to be taxable income. The same for money found in a chair purchased from Goodwill Industries. Uncle Sam doesn't have much of a heart. He's also inconsistent. So when a union official received cash and property at his testimonial dinner, Uncle Sam taxed only part of it, saying that some of the dinner participants made non-taxable gifts to him. But a big chunk was taxable income because many of the dinner participants kicked in for business reasons. I don't make this stuff up. Here are two cases of cash, jewelry, furs, and more received by unmarried women from married men. In one case, the tax court upheld the IRS, so the girlfriend had to pay income taxes, supposedly for services rendered. In another case, however, the tax court said that the presents were not compensation, but were gifts, so the girlfriend did not have to pay any income tax. Of course, Uncle Sam can go after the married boyfriend for gift taxes. If I were his lawyer, I'd tell him how to reduce the gift tax by having his wife join in the gift. Now for the bottom line. When your ship comes in, Uncle Sam may be at the dock and waiting to collect his share. But remember that taxable income is better than no income at all.
Conrad Tytel does tax, trust, and estate law with Cummings and Lockwood. Share your thoughts with us at our website, marketplace.org. And while you're there, you can check out our podcasting feature. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.